Just going back to one other item from last hour when we talked about the fair and when the governor made an appearance on Sunday. And again, just to remind you, the video is everywhere. Governor's answering questions in the dairy building, more lighthearted questions. But then someone, and at least according to the volume which we were listening to as we watched it on TV or potentially heard it on a podcast or radio, same volume, questions asked Governor, what do you want to say about the six hostages who were killed? The governor pauses for a second, then says goodbye and walks up. Now, I don't 100% know if the governor heard it or not. If he heard it and walked away, I think it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing if a handler also told him to walk away. If he didn't hear it, that's different, right? And it stands out when Harrison Walls sat down for the Dana Bash interview, who's a damn good journalist. That's it. I said, Governor Walls isn't answering questions elsewhere. The vice president isn't answering questions elsewhere. But it's just predictable from our texters that if they like Tim Walls, all wrong location. Come on, you're being too tough on him. If they don't like Tim Walls, it's, hey, he's got to answer the question. He's avoiding conflict. It just isn't that hard to hold both sides accountable, even if you prefer the other one. Why is it so hard? It isn't.
It shouldn't be.
It's just not that difficult.
It clearly is that difficult.
Okay, this segment will take approximately 5 minutes. At the end, you're going to vote Dave Harrigan, yes or no, terrible parent.
I feel some people are already voting.
It's a big segment. Big segment for you, Harrigan. When I see you with your daughters, you're tremendous. Your wife is tremendous. She appears to care for you, which stupefies a lot of us.
Myself included. Well, mostly.
I mean,
let's be honest. I know what's really happening.
Yeah. To quote a friend, where's your off switch? You don't have one. Tell people what happened today with the bus.
First day of school for the 7-year-old, second grade.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're not going to have like a graduation party, are we?
Are you kidding
this year?
No.
Thank you.
No. No, we're not going to have a party. We're not going to have a yard sign. We're going to say, great, get to third grade.
Buck up, kid.
Let's go here. She's a bus rider.
Yep.
Usually a very long bus ride.
Yep.
It's been about an hour. She's one of the first ones to be picked up the first couple of years.
Kind of stinks.
Long ride, but you know what? She gets to hang out with all her friends.
Yeah.
So she has a lot of fun with it. So a couple weeks ago, we got an email saying, hey, we've got a brand new app we're going to use this year. You can keep track of the buses and all the whole deal. It's great. Go on there, sign up, log in, and it'll show you the pickup and drop-off times.
What did you tell me on Friday? You have 11 apps for your kids right now?
Yes.
11
Between
apps.
School and sports and activities, I have had to download 11 different apps for a 7- and 4-year-old, and it's only going to get worse.
It's going to get a lot
My
worse.
My phone is going to explode by the time they get in teenage years. So at the time, school starts at 9:30. Drop-off time is supposed to be 9:20.
Mm-hmm.
It said she was going to be picked up at 9:17 while she's still one of the first pickups, and school is about 15 minutes away from her house. Clearly, that was a mistake. So
Hyperloop sort of bus you have going here.
Brought it to the attention. Oh, yeah, that's an error. We're getting a couple other things ironed out. Look in the next couple days. The correct time will be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, 8:33
okay.
Was the time for a 9:20 drop-off. So, all right, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Perfect. That'll be good. She's not the first step this year. Looks like she's about fourth or fifth. So, okay, that'll work out nicely.
Sounds like you're breaking the app down.
We're breaking it all the way down.
Yeah. Thank you.
The app came in handy a little later this morning. So we get out the door. We're getting our shoes on.
What time did you get out the door?
To get to the bus, we were walking out the door at 8:28.
Okay. 8:28. How far away is the bus stop?
50 feet.
Okay.
It's, you know, end of the driveway, hang a left. There's a cul-de-sac right down there.
Yeah.
Boom. We're right there.
Yeah.
8:28, we're starting to step out the door, and a bus comes flying by. Which
Well, it's the Hyperloop bus. We've established that. It's a quick bus.
Made me nervous for a second until I thought about last year. There was a bus that picked up different kids going to, I think, the middle school just up the block, like a minute before ours. So we called that trick bus. It was trick bus.
Trick bus.
Yes. Ah, you'd see it coming. There it comes. Zoom. Ah,
sounds like something I heard in the paranormal show on Sunday.
So,
wow.
I think, no big deal. It's got to be trick bus. We're still 5-6 minutes ahead of time. We're fine. Let's head down there, girls. Well, like I said, 8:30.
Four-year-old's coming with.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's coming with.
She's in.
She's happy. She's also in tears all morning because older sister's leaving her for school. I want her to stay home.
Wow.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
So 8:33 comes.
That can be a factor, too, in evaluating is Dave a good or bad parent that he just made fun of his four-year-old daughter crying.
I wasn't making
fun. On WCC radio. Maybe that'll be on the list of 100 greatest moments.
Oh, she'll never hear it. She's way too young for the demo. 8:33 comes, 8:34, 8:35. Ah, it's first day. They're probably running a little late. It's fine.
Yep.
8:38, 8:40. Hey, I got this app. Let me pull it out. See how this thing's working.
Yeah.
Oh, it turns out I got the map. Oh, I can see the bus where it's actually at. And I can see the parts then are highlighted of the parts of the route that it's already gone through. And that's our street.
Long gone.
Wait a minute. Let me check. No, pickup time's been moved up 5 minutes. It's now 8:28 and nobody bothered to tell me.
I'm putting this on you.
Why would you do that?
I'm putting this on you. They already showed their incompetence when it was 9:17 to 9:20. Then they magically moved it 40 minutes earlier.
I don't know if it was magic. I think there's code involved, Chad.
Well, it turns out it was magic because it was an illusion because it was actually at 8:28.
Are you saying I got David Copperfield?
Yeah, well, they can't find him either. There's this Copperfield New York story that's going on right now. They can't find him.
I mean, David Blaine of bus routes.
I mean, he's got like some gorgeous place in New York that he hasn't kept up to speed. They can't find him. What a great trick. He's David Copperfield.
Why are we shocked by this? It's David Copperfield.
It's a great way to get your bills and things.
Yes. Whoosh,
where am I? You then believe this faulty app and decided to saunter out to the bus stop and get to the bus stop 3 minutes before
it would have been four.
No. It's a 7 and a crying 4-year-old. This is going to take 2 minutes to go 50 yards.
Well, they ran to the bus stop. to the stop.
You weren't
and
running.
Then
we know
crying.
That.
Well, I had the dog with me. He's
waddled. So you're going to get out there at 8:30 for an 8:33 first day because we got to get pictures.
Pictures happened earlier.
Well, we need multiple pictures.
I did have to take more pictures because I forgot to take the pictures of their brand new colored nails. So my wife informed me I needed to get those.
Your girls will never have a picture of your oldest in second grade getting on the bus.
Can I get one getting off the bus tonight?
No, not the same.
For that too.
Not the same, and you won't be there because you'll saunter out there, you know, like a minute before. You needed to be at that bus stop at 8:25. And if you
8:25?
Yes.
It's cold out in the morning. The kids were already complaining at 7:30
okay.
when they were taking photos.
I'm saying you minimum had to be there at 8:25. Not Lindsay and the girls. They wanted to be back at the house and you could text Lindsay, bus here.
Well, she was already at work. She's long gone.
Mm.
This is all me.
It's a fly in my ointment.
It's all me. You want me to bring a whistle?
Yes. Hey! Run!
Two toots on the whistle means the bus is coming.
I think you needed to be out to that bus stop with the girls by 8:25. I'm not saying in December when it's freezing, but when it was a nice summer morning. It was probably 62 degrees. Lovely out there. The four-year-old could see the experience and look forward to it. You were late. You were derelict. You should lose your children.
Are you saying school is more important in the summer than it is in winter? It's okay to miss the bus in winter. It's fine.
No, it's not appropriate to sit outside 10 minutes before the bus comes in December.
Layering,
but first
Chad.
Day,
layering.
We're posing for pictures. We got oldest one. We got the two together. We got friends. We got the fingernails. And no, you thought, I know the system. I know Big App. You trusted Big App when Big App had already let you down, and Big App has been the bane of your existence, but then you relied on Big App.
I, you know what? As we discussed, I thought our schools and our youth organizations
Your Honor,
were
I rest
all
my case.
In bed with Big App. Therefore, we can at least trust the information Big App provided related to the schools.
You're picking and choosing when you detest Big App and then when you put your children's lives in the hands of Big App. That's what you did.
I do detest Big App. There's no picking and choosing about that. I do detest Big App, but I can still trust who I detest, and I trusted that Big App would still have what's best in mind
for one
if
week,
not the children, at least yeah. the school district itself.
For 1 week, you don't get to see your children. That's the proper punishment. You let...
What do I get to do instead? Because that doesn't sound terrible.
Okay, it's 2 weeks now. After that comment, it is time. Is it fair to blame Dave Harrigan that he wasn't out of the bus a little early? Because I think it's overwhelmingly yes. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. And we'll jump into the cell phone discussion once again. Probably our 150th time talking about cell phones in schools, but it's appropriate today. It's a 20 past one, home of the Twins, CCO. Because of Chad Hartman, I will have to find another way to listen to the Twins. I have nothing to do with the Twins broadcast. I did years ago. I had chances to be part of it. Not that long ago, but, I mean, you're allowed to disagree with me and or agree with me. Find the show compelling, captivating, or disgusting. And you think that's going to affect you listening to the Twins games? What sort of statement are you making?
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean... The app, by the way, you can still hear me on the app. The Twins network, I guess, if you want to. Here's what this person, I guess, is willing to do. Drive down to Rochester. I used to call Rochester Flyers games on K-Web. Does K-Web still exist in Rochester? I hope so.
Look it up.
But that's a heck of a statement because they don't agree with me politically. Since we were talking politics when this text sent in. And by the way, the thesis of my comments at that point were hold both sides accountable. And that's when the person drew the line and said, I won't listen to the Twins because I had the temerity to say, why don't you hold both sides accountable, even if you prefer one side over the other? I can imagine why you were horrified. Seems like a logical thing to do. Let's see. Back to you. Absolutely. He could have also been watching the map beforehand to make sure he was on schedule. I also remember having to go to the bus stop early. First 2 weeks to make sure we knew what time was getting picked up. Yeah. Why weren't you on Big App earlier, Dave Harrigan? And does K-Web still exist?
K-Web has changed their call letters.
Oh.
Seems to be the same ones you used to work for. KFAN, AM 1270,
oh, okay.
And FM 98.5.
Got it. All right.
Rochester.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the app earlier because I was paying attention to my children,
selfish,
trying to get them ready, out the bus,
what
make a
thinking?
Lunch.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the bathroom.
The K through fourth graders in our neighborhood catch the bus at 7 a.m.
Ooh.
You got to toughen this guy up. LOL.
I mean, if the bus was supposed to come at 7, we'd be out at 7. It's not my fault we have the latest bus in the history of buses.
Yeah, we do have this debate every year, you know, what's best for the kids, what times do the high school kids need more sleep? A lot of the biology will show that, and some of the science will show the opposite. Dave Harrigan's pecking order of what time buses arrive pending kids, elementary school, middle school, high school, is when?
I do buy into the high schoolers need more sleep thing.
Okay.
Mostly because they're the ones without a bedtime. You know, they've grown up past that part and they're staying up later. I think I would go middle school first. then high school, then elementary.
So you're giving elementary the longest.
I'd still go later on elementary.
Okay.
Because then they're coming home later. More parents can be home to pick up.
More texts on Dave Harrigan. Absolutely, it's Dave's fault. You should always be at the bus stop early. And in the dead of winter, you sit there in your warm car with your girls waiting for the bus. I really hope your wife makes you feel bad for making your daughter miss the bus. I can't tell if this text is serious or not. I mean, grounds for divorce?
Does it help also that our 7-year-old didn't have her glasses either, so she really can't see at school today?
Yeah. How's that working out?
Hopefully she's okay. Her vision isn't terrible.
He needs to be at the bus stop 10 minutes early. Read the parent instructions or drive them yourselves.
Instructions say 5 minutes. And I did drive for myself, thank you very much. I made myself late for everything today.
I'm still here. Love CCO, love you, love your show. I refuse to listen to Adam Carter because of you. Ha ha. What else do you refuse to do now because of this show? A texter is suggesting, because I said you should hold all politicians accountable, that they'll have to find another way to listen to Twins games. What else has this show caused you to eliminate in your life?
Ethics. Morals.
Principles.
Yes, principles.
Good parenting tips, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
We get to listen. Jamie's a stepmom.
Yes.
She might want to jump into the cell phone situation. She might want to get involved in this. And also, Jamie has a dog, a new dog. She loved Dottie forever. She hasn't replaced Dottie because you don't replace Dottie, right? You get a new dog. Adds to Dottie's legacy. Jamie's next on CCO. Because of Chad Hartman, I will have to find another way to listen to the Twins. I have nothing to do with the Twins broadcast. I did years ago. I had chances to be part of it. Not that long ago, but, I mean, you're allowed to disagree with me and or agree with me. Find the show compelling, captivating, or disgusting. And you think that's going to affect you listening to Twins games? What sort of statement are you making?
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, the app, by the way, you can still hear me on the app. The Twins network, I guess, if you want to, here's what this person, I guess, is willing to do, drive down to Rochester. I used to call Rochester Flyers games on K-Web. Does K-Web still exist in Rochester? Look it up. But that's a heck of a statement because they don't agree with me politically. Since we were talking politics when this text sent in. And by the way, the thesis of my comments at that point were hold both sides accountable. And that's when the person drew the line and said, I won't listen to the Twins because I had the temerity to say, why don't you hold both sides accountable, even if you prefer one side over the other? I can imagine why you were horrified. Seems like a logical thing to do. Let's see. Back to you. Absolutely. He could have also been watching the map beforehand to make sure he was on schedule. I also remember having to go to the bus stop early. First 2 weeks, make sure we knew what time was getting picked up. Yeah. Why weren't you on Big App earlier? Dave Harrigan. And does K-Web still exist?
K-Web has changed their call letters.
Oh.
Seems to be the same ones you used to work for. KFAN, AM 1270, and FM 98.5.
Got it. All
right. Rochester.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the app earlier because I was paying attention to my children. Selfish. Trying to get them ready, out the bus, make a lunch.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the bathroom.
The K through fourth graders in our neighborhood catch the bus at 7 a.m.
Ooh.
You got to toughen this guy up. LOL.
If the bus was supposed to come at 7, we'd be out at 7. It's not my fault we have the latest bus in the history of buses.
Yeah, we do have this debate every year, you know, what's best for the kids? What times do the high school kids need more sleep? A lot of the biology will show that, and some of the science will show the opposite. Dave Harrigan's pecking order of what time buses arrive pending kids, elementary school, middle school, high school, is when?
I do buy into the high schoolers need more sleep thing.
Okay.
Mostly because they're the ones without a bedtime. You know, it's, they've grown up past that part and they're staying up later. I think I would go middle school first, then high school, then elementary.
So you're giving elementary the longest.
I'd still go later on elementary.
Okay.
Because then they're coming home later, more parents can be home to pick up.
More texts on Dave Harrigan. Absolutely, it's Dave's fault. You should always be at the bus stop early. And in the dead of winter, you sit there in your warm car with your girls waiting for the bus. I really hope your wife makes you feel bad for making your daughter miss the bus. I can't tell if this text is serious or not. I mean, grounds for divorce?
Does it help also that our 7-year-old didn't have her glasses either, so she really can't see at school today?
Yeah. How's that working out?
Hopefully she's okay. She's, her vision isn't terrible.
He needs to be at the bus stop 10 minutes early. Read the parent instructions or drive them yourselves.
Instructions say 5 minutes. And I did drive for myself. Thank you very much. I made myself late for everything today.
I'm still here. Love CCO. Love you. Love your show. I refuse to listen to Adam Carter because of you. Ha ha. What else do you refuse to do now because of this show? A texter is suggesting, because I said you should hold all politicians accountable, that they'll have to find another way to listen to Twins games. What else has this show caused you to eliminate in your life?
Ethics. Morals.
Principles.
Yes, principles.
Good parenting tips, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
We get to listen. Jamie's a stepmom.
Yes.
She might want to jump into the cell phone situation. She might want to get involved in this. And also, Jamie has a dog, a new dog. She loved Dottie forever. She hasn't replaced Dottie because you don't replace Dottie, right? You get a new dog. Adds to Dottie's legacy. Jamie's next on CCO.